Checking in on America's Radio Newsline, Ron Suskind is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of many, many books. And the latest one that's out is Confidence Men, getting a lot of attention. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So your new book is getting this attention because of the rifts in the Obama administration, especially over, say, economic policy, how to fix the economy. Are you left with any confidence that they can govern and fix this thing?
You know, this book is about the mess we're in, how we got here. It shows the economy collapsing and Barack Obama rising across 4 years from 2007 on, and then what happened over the last 2-3 years as New York and Washington have been fighting it out for direction of the nation. And I think what's important is that word education of, meaning evolution of the president. This is about him living through some very difficult times, much more difficult than people realize, and his claim at the end of the book in a long interview we did that he has grown through this adversity to be the president that history and America needs at this moment. We'll have to see.
But, Ron, when you say the economy collapsing under Obama, the economy collapsed. It collapsed when he came into office.
Well, that's my point. It collapsing in 2007, 2008. This book starts in 2007.
What do you say about the people that you quoted in your book? And I guess this would be a very difficult situation for any journalist, that you quote people, you talk to them, and then either they're saying they never said that, like Anita Dunn coming out and saying she never said that there was sexism in the Obama administration, or did they change their story once your book came out?
Well, you know, look, I think the trained eye in Washington is seeing these as what we call non-denial denials or walkbacks. This is something that happens when a book comes out that is the first one to pull back the curtain on this administration. Anita Dunn is a different category because she was contradicting fully what she said in many hours of interviews. I went to the Washington Post, let them listen to the tape, and of course she said it's just like it is in the book, and that issue is now dead. I think more importantly what's happening now that people actually have the book in their hands, they're saying this is actually a fair and often sympathetic view of what the president faced. He comes into office with very little management experience or even experience really on the national stage. He comes in at a time of crisis. And what you find is Barack Obama trying mightily to live into the largest definition of the presidency, and he wants to do many things that many of his advisors stand in the way of. He gets gamed by some of his advisors. That's indisputable. And I think now people are saying, well, what were the things Obama wanted to do that he got slow-walked or his advisors ignored? And maybe now's the time he'll do those at a time really of crisis as we, you know, face a deepening situation.
And, Ron, you bring up a point about he surrounded himself with a cabinet and advisors. There was a lot of talk before he took office about how he liked Lincoln and he wanted that diversity in his cabinet, diversity of opinion, even people who felt differently than he did on things. And did that ultimately come back to bite him in the you-know-what?
Well, I think it kind of did. And I think the president essentially agrees in our long interview that kind of happened. You know, he talks about not wanting to be a technocrat, which is largely what he was consigned to in the first 2 years, not suffering from the policy wonks disease. He says he and Carter and Clinton suffer from. You can feel the president saying, I want to not be the legislator in chief. I want to be a more dynamic leader at a time of crisis. So people will judge for themselves whether the president's idea of this evolution is convincing, but it's clearly the position he takes now. Once all the disclosures were laid out to him in our interview.
Ron, we only have about 30 seconds left, but what was Geithner's role in this?
Tim Geithner was the skilled advisor who, in many instances, along with Larry Summers, basically felt the president didn't know what he was deciding. This is clear in internal memos. When the president decided something they didn't like or didn't think he understood, they slow-walked him, relitigated it, which means ignored. And the president stepped up in large measure to get rid of most of that staff. Now, Tim Geithner remains, and I think that issue is something that is causing lots of discussion, let's just say, in our town of Washington.
All right. Well, the book is called Confidence Men. It's a great read so far. I've started it. Ron, thank you so much for being with us. Ron Suskind, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Ron.